Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says Iranians will not accept Washington's seemingly reconciliatory remarks. Ayatollah Khamenei says the founder of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, was also opposed to this kind of negotiation. The leader said the U.S. should know that the Iranian nation will not allow a small, ill-intentioned group to roll out the red carpet for them. Ayatollah Khamenei believes that the new U.S. administration has failed to put its slogan of change into action. The leader was addressing Iranian students on the eve of the 30th anniversary of the U.S. embassy takeover in the capital, Tehran.
Last week, U.S. President Barack Obama signed into law a military budget bill that allocates millions of dollars for U.S.-based Persian language broadcasts that act against the Islamic Republic. This as Iran arrested some members of a U.S.-based terrorist group, the Kingdom Assembly of Iran. The detainees admitted to having masterminded and carried out terrorist attacks in Iran. The group runs one of these Persian language TV channels in the U.S. The Pakistan-based Jundullah is another terrorist group that benefits from Washington's backing. The group's recent attack in southeastern Iran killed more than 40 people. Iranian officials say Washington is just playing games and that the Obama administration has not put its slogan of change into action. Leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says his country will not accept any dialogue, the result of which is predetermined by Washington.
صورت قضیه این است که بیایید مذاکره کنیم اما در کنار مذاکره تهدید که اگر مذاکره به این نتیجه مطلوب نرسد پس چنین و چنان این شد مذاکره
Even in the U.S., renowned scholars like Noam Chomsky believe Barack Obama's slogan of change is not going to materialize. Chomsky says there will be no change in the United States mafia-like principles. He says since its 1953 coup in Iran, the U.S. has continued to torture Iran without a break, with sanctions and other means.
Iran's